I've got two very short scriptures to read to you tonight. First is in Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel and chapter 13. It's on page 1245 in my Bible. Luke's Gospel and chapter 13. I'd like to start at verse 22. Luke 13 and verse 22. And he went through, that's Jesus, went through one city and village after another, teaching and journeying to Jerusalem. And one said to him, "Sir, are such as to be saved few in number?" But he said unto them, "Strive with earnestness to enter in through the narrow door, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter in and will not be able." My second scripture is in John's Gospel and chapter 10. John's Gospel, chapter 10, page 1282. And just one verse, verse 9. "I am the door. If anyone enter in by me, he shall be saved, and shall go in, and shall go out, and shall find pasture." One of the most salutary questions in the gospel preaching, isn't it? Are you saved? This verse in Luke 13 has been upon my heart for quite a few days, and I wasn't sure why. But there's a narrow door, and the question is, have you found it? And if you found it, have you gone through it? Most know in this room that a time is coming when this door will be closed. There'll be no more opportunity to preach the gospel. And there'll be no more opportunities to be saved. And I don't know how long it may be that the gospel may go forth. It may be that mercy's door will close tonight. I don't know. But I know it will be soon. And as I look around upon events in this world, it grows upon me daily that the door of mercy is going to close sooner than I thought. The one who has established that door and has made a way through is coming soon. And when he comes, everyone that belongs to him will be taken to be forever with him. Everyone who's gone through that door. Friend, tonight, have you gone through it? Have you trusted in Jesus to be your Saviour? Have you known what it is to come to him in all your sin? And find in him the one who can give you eternal peace with God. Friend, the burden of my heart tonight is that if you've never come to this gate before, never come to this door, that you come tonight. We find in this scripture that it says of Jesus that he was going to Jerusalem. He was going to the place where he was going to suffer and to die. He went from one village to another. And then someone said to him, "Sir, are such as to be saved few in number?" Oh, friend, what sort of question was that? A general question about the gospel. A general question about the work of Christ. How many will be saved? Will it be few? Will it be many? Friend, the message in the glad tidings is not a question of whether it's few or whether it's many. The question is you. Have you come to this gate? Maybe those that are sitting around you, you know full well that they've come to it. You know full well that they've found it, and you know they've gone through it. But how about you? Because one thing I can tell you is that coming to meetings
isn't going through the gate. Doing good things isn't coming through the gate. Coming through the gate is repentance before God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, I've often wondered about this gate, you know, as to why it was narrow. I often used to think when I was younger that it was a very restrictive gate. It would prevent me from doing all those things I'd really wanted to do. But friend, I'll tell you why it's narrow. It's narrow because you can only go through it without the burden of your sins. It's narrow because the one who has established it and made it possible for you to know salvation is waiting to receive you, but he's waiting to receive you just as you are, to wash your sins away so that you can come in. For the sake of the children, I'll tell a little story. As most of you will know, we were recently on holiday in Derbyshire, and it was amazing to me the number of narrow gates that there were that you had to go through. And there was this particular gate that I remember, which was hardly a gate, but it was like two stones that were fairly high, and there was just about enough room to go between the two. And there was a notice, actually, just alongside them that said, "This way to the church." Well, that doesn't really matter, but that's what it said. And our interest was awakened, and we decided to go through this narrow opening, this narrow gate. And we went through, and I was the last to go through, and I couldn't get through. And you might think, well, we probably know why, but I'll tell you why. I was carrying on my back a knapsack, a burden that had been filled at the beginning of the day with all those things we'd need. Provisions for the day and provisions in case the weather changed. Friend, I couldn't get through that gate until I'd removed it. And it reminded me, as I took it off and went through the gate, it reminded me of the narrow gate that you can't go through with your sins. You've got to come to the cross. And just like Christian in Pilgrim's Progress, that I'm sure all of you will know, you come to the cross and the burden rolls away. You come to the cross and it's the only place where that burden on your back can be taken off. It's the only place where you can find, you can go through that narrow gate. Because Jesus has suffered and taken your sins upon himself and carried the burden before God and exhausted God's wrath in relation to them so that you can go free. And just as Christian in that story knew what it was for his burden to roll away and roll down the hill behind him, the sight of the cross was sufficient to deal with everything. And the cross tonight stands unchanged before God, the place where the sacrifice was made, the place where the precious blood was shed, the place where Christ gave his life so that you might live. He who shed his precious blood there at Calvary and established a way of salvation so that you could go through the narrow gate unimpeded And I tell you tonight, dear friend, that that gate's wide open. The gate is there for you to enter in. And just as we had in our hymn, it's why I chose this one tonight. All things are ready come. The door is open wide. It may be a narrow gate, but it's wide enough for you. And you can come to Christ tonight just as you are and find in him a Saviour who has dealt with everything according to the righteous requirements of God so that you can be saved. Oh, friend, I ask you, have you been through this gate? Have you known what it is for that burden of sin to be taken away? Have you known what it is to find peace with God and to find hope and joy that only he can give in the midst of a world that's crying out for peace? But you can have peace just by trusting in Jesus as your Saviour. Friend, I'm just impressed by this, how important it is for each one of us to make sure that we're on the right side of that gate. I mean, if Jesus should come tonight and the door of mercy should close, and there was no further opportunity for you to be saved, what remorse you would feel if you look back on the gospel meetings that you've heard, the gospel messages, the gospel appeals that have come from the heart of God. And you said to yourself, well, I came to the meetings because it was Sunday and everybody expected me to be there. But I never reached out to the Saviour to make sure I had a personal link with him. I never had the experience of my sins being rolled away. I knew of others that had the experience, but I never had it myself. Oh, friend, tonight, you can come to Christ just as you are, and you can find in him a Saviour God. And it's not too late. Not tonight, it's not. Or not now, it's not, I should say. Who knows when Christ may come? Scripture makes it quite clear that that's something the gospel preacher can't tell you, because he doesn't know, nor do you. But he'll come when he's least expected, when many will just be carrying on in their own willful ways, regardless. And suddenly, what a change. And the opportunity for salvation gone. They're solemn words, aren't they? Many, I say to you, will seek to enter in and will not be able. Oh, friend, there are many who have come to Christ, and in the words of this scripture, they have striven to enter in and found the door open. You think of Paul, a persecutor, one who was causing sorrow and sadness and putting persons to death. And the light of the glory of a Saviour, of a man in the glory, dawned in upon his soul, a light brighter than the noonday sun. Suddenly he realised that he needed to have to do with a Saviour. And he came to the gate and found it open. Think of the jailer in Acts chapter 16. There he was, a man employed by the Roman government, holding persons in prison, and Paul and Silas there in the prison. He was one who answered and who came to the gate and found it open.
But friend, tonight, you can come too. I used to preach a gospel which said that you've got nothing to do because it's all been done. And in a sense, that's true, because Christ has done everything. But you know, you can't just sit in the audience in a congregation and say, well, I've heard the gospel, so that's okay. Because it isn't. You've got to reach out to Christ and lay hold of him and come in repentance. Just as the jailer cried out, what must I do that I may be saved? And that well-known answer came, believe on the Lord Jesus and thou shalt be saved. Have you believed on him and trusted him for your sins to be forgiven? Have you repented before God? Have you owned that you're a sinner and need a saviour? Friend, the gospel is to tell you that there's one available tonight because the gate's still open. And if you come and you find it's narrow, oh friend, it's narrow because there's no room for sin. There's no room in that narrow gate for sin to pass through. Because where Christ is, everything is perfect. Everything is according to the will of God. And you can be blessed and you can come into the enjoyment of it. And here we are today in a world that has no hope at all. A world that struggles to look for peace. A world that doesn't know where to find it. If only they turn to Isaiah 9, you know. And find that verse that says his name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Oh, they want the Prince of Peace, but they haven't found the man who's wonderful. They haven't found the man who can be their counselor. And how much wise counsel is needed in the affairs of this world today. They haven't found the one who is the Father of Eternity and the one who is the Mighty God. They're looking for the Prince of Peace without the one who is wonderful. But tonight I commend that one to you because you can have peace. And as Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, do I give. No, not as the world gives. But tonight in the gospel, God has peace and joy and hope to give to everyone that trusts in him and that goes through this gate. Friend, I know that everyone in this room knows this verse of scripture. I know that we know about the gate. And we know it's narrow. But let us remember that the only way we can go through is by our sins being dealt with righteously by the precious work of Jesus. And he's willing to do it for you right now. Now I know it's a well-quoted scripture. That now is the accepted time and now is the day of salvation. But it is true. I just would love everyone to have the assurance in their heart tonight that you're not going to be amongst those that are spoken of at the end of this verse. Will seek to enter in and will not be able. When tonight you have the opportunity to come to Christ as the door and enter in. Don't let the opportunity slip by. If you're not certain, make sure. If you're not absolutely certain that Christ is your Saviour, then you can make sure tonight just by turning to him in simple prayer and asking him to be your saviour. You don't even need to wait until you get home tonight. You can ask him to be your saviour now. And if you do, you can be assured that you'll not be turned away. Christ receives sinful men, and there's not one that will be turned away that turns to him in true repentance, owning him as Saviour. And the peace and joy that comes with knowing him is something that surpasses anything this world can ever give you. And it's something that once you have it, you'll realize how precious and how valuable it is, and you'll never want to let it go. I thank God that despite my failings, there's nothing can pluck me out of his hand. There's nothing can change that work that was done at Calvary that has availed for me. Sometimes I have doubts and fears, but my salvation doesn't depend on how I feel. It depends upon what Christ has done. And what he's done, he's done for time and he's done for eternity. He's my saviour and so he will be forever. And my desire is in preaching the gospel tonight that you might know what it is to have Christ in your heart as your glorious saviour and Lord, the one whom you will know throughout eternity and the one in whom you can trust until he comes. Well, may God bless the word for his name's sake. Amen.